Labor movements are cropping up in all kinds of sectors, including higher education. According to one study, just last year, 30 new student worker collective bargaining units formed around the country. And this week, here in the Bay Area, a new effort to unionize has launched at UC Law San Francisco. For more, we're joined by KQED's Sydney Johnson. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
So tell us more about this union effort. Who's behind it?
So there's about 200 student workers at UC Law SF, which is formerly UC Hastings. And this week they filed to form a union. These are teaching assistants, researchers, readers, library workers, and admissions workers. And organizers that I spoke to said that there has been talk of organizing for many years, but because law students cycle out every 3 years, it was hard to keep up that momentum of organizing a new unit. Last fall, that shifted, and a small group of student workers really began coming together to make this happen.
And so why do these graduate student workers want to form a union?
So the student workers that I spoke to told me that having a more centralized voice for academic workers and specifically addressing discrepancies around pay are two main priorities for them. Currently, some teaching assistants only make a small stipend for the work that they do, and this work is actually a lot of actual teaching and grading and really the nitty-gritty work of academia. One student said he makes the equivalent of $4 per hour.
Wow, really just $4 an hour?
Yeah, so they're hoping to raise that to at least the minimum wage and have better pay equity among peers. Right now, minimum wage is about $18 an hour in San Francisco.
Got it. And so where's the process at to actually get a union started?
Yeah, so the group has already secured a majority vote from student workers to form the union. And this week they filed with the California Employment Relations Board.
This law school is part of the UC system, and there are many student workers there who have union representation, right? So how did that play a role in this latest case?
Yeah, it played a huge role. So UC Law SF is a unique campus within the UC system. It doesn't have any undergraduate programs, and it's not governed in the same way as some of the other UC campuses. So even though tens of thousands of student workers across the whole UC system are already represented by a union, this particular law school was not part of that.
Okay.
So as there's been all this momentum at schools across the country for student workers to unionize for better pay, benefits, and overall treatment as employees, law students in San Francisco told me that they felt like this was the right time to get organized.
What have university leaders said in response to this union effort?
Yeah, the university said it supports employees' rights to decide whether to form a union and that they will engage with the process set forth by the Higher Education Employer-Employee Relations Act.
And what's next?
So the state and the university must recognize the union. Then students in the union will vote to elect a bargaining committee and begin putting together their official demands for contract negotiations.
KQED's Sydney Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you.